Welcome to Wisdom from the Tree. Today I want to share with you something from a book written by David Hawkins. The book is called The Eye of the Eye, from which nothing is hidden. The question, which appears on page 222 of the book, is how does one eliminate the obstacles? The spiritual work that presents itself most obviously to the pathway of devotion, this is the path of the heart, is the removal of the obstacles to love. So what he's saying is, well, we need to concern ourselves, if we're walking the heart path, is to remove the obstacles to love. Our experience of love and our ability to express that love. All these obstacles, he continues, stem from the errors of perception which arise from positionality. Positionality is the position that we adopt when we identify with the body consciousness, the sense of separate self, the false self, the not self. We say, I think this, I believe that, I want this, I want that. He continues, positionality is the originator and perpetrator of the illusion of the opposites. So what he's saying is that opposites, everything that we see that opposes something else, is part of the illusion of life. There is a deeper truth, and there is a more superficial, illusory realm of experience which our bodies are in, which is full of opposites. These arise from opinionating, same as positionality, which in turn arises from the vanities of the ego. The ego construct he's referring to here, which is obviously something that we're focused on dissolving, healing, through unconditional love. These vanities are sustained and fed by the ego's propensity to overvalue and cherish what it conceives of as mine. I'll just read that again. These vanities are sustained and fed by the ego's propensity to overvalue and cherish what it conceives of as, quote-unquote, mine. Remember Gollum from Lord of the Rings, underneath the cave there by the water in that dark, isolated place? My precious, overvaluing and cherishing what it conceives of as mine. My boyfriend, my wife, my car, my political opinion, etc., etc., etc. Once a thing is labeled mine, it becomes a valued viewpoint from which, like a prism intercepting light, reality now becomes split into differences, divisions, and opposing views. Thus, the one becomes the illusion of the many. The sense of I now proceeds to identify with these views and defends them as the reality of me. Once caught in the duality of the polarity of the opposites, the ego mind is trapped and projects its views and holds them to be an objective reality. Having denied its authorship, the ego self now becomes the victim of its own projections. You see, he was talking about a self-perpetuating circle. It just goes round and round and round, emotionally charged, feeding on itself, its own opinions, its own projections, its own emotionalism, emotionally charging all of these projections and opinions, this positionality, with the power of emotion, or we should say the force of emotion. The sense of reality, which accompanies the awareness of existence, is now ascribed to these projections as arising from out there. An imagination produces an objective reality, whose original source has now been forgotten. So, the sense of reality which accompanies the awareness of existence. Okay, so there is a sense of reality which goes hand in hand with an awareness of existence. Okay, we all have this. But what we do with these projections is we ascribe it to all of this arising from quote unquote out there, where in truth there is no out there. And imagination produces an quote unquote objective reality. So we project out there, and our imagination tells us or produces an objective reality whose original source has now been forgotten. And this objective reality is the illusion of positionality projecting its own stuff into the world and becoming opinionated about it. That's an objective reality. This forgetfulness is reinforced by the well-known psychological mechanisms of denial, isolation, repression, and projection. Denial, isolation, repression, and projection. So denial of the living truth of life, the living truth of oneself. Isolation, in terms of how we create an isolated life for ourselves, we become the kings of our own little castle, rulers of our own little empire. Repression of all sorts of emotional stuff and psychic content that's coming up to be looked at and that would challenge all of these emotional projections and projection itself. With the disowning of authorship, means we deny the fact that we are the authors of our own fantasy, there is the relinquishment of power. So we give our power away. This is the prostitute in the ego construct, giving her power away to a perceptually created false conception of reality, where quote unquote causes now explain the phenomena that have been disowned. So we project it out there, and then we assign all of these different causal factors to the reason it's there. And we invent all these fantasies. Because the perceived dualistic, that means polarized, images of reality are the very filter through which experiences are interpreted. So we're seeing these things through a polarized filter. The senses then reinforce the images and qualities that have been projected to be external. So first there's the projection, and then the senses reinforce it. This is how powerful our imagination is. We believe something's there, and then our senses reinforce that, whether it's there or it's not there. The physical world is said to exist separately from that which experiences it. Sensation replicates belief and is sorted and interpreted in accordance with the construction and forms of perception. Sensation replicates belief and is sorted and interpreted in accordance with the construction and forms of perception, which have accorded the objects of sensation with separate identities and discrete and unique nominalization. So what he's saying there is a long-winded way of repeating what he's already just said, that the senses reinforce the substance of the illusion appearing in form to our perception. Language then enforces the perceived world and subtly reinforces its appearance. So we talk about it. We gossip and we attack and we discuss and we make up all these stories about these things that the ego is projecting from positionality onto using the imagination through the perception into the world and calling it reality. An objective, quote unquote, objective universe then arises out of arbitrarily selected points. So this is all fantasy. The imaginary distance between these points, the imaginary planes and dimensions, and the illusions of time and space. So he's saying it's all an illusion, everything. This is an incredibly powerful piece to grasp. If we can get our heads around this, and we can let go of this positionality, or at least have in our toolbox of superhero tools, the number one tool to just let go, to quit gripping so hard and believing so much and investing so much imagination into something that just isn't real. If we can just release our grip, our need to be right, our need to for the world to be the way we think it is. This is the way to freedom, the path of the heart. In order to project the world of illusion, the ego self experiences itself as separate from its own creation. Okay? So this sense of separateness where we feel that we are in the world and that life is going on all around us, things are happening to us, and we are mainly reacting and responding to what we perceive as stuff happening around us. The greater the feeling of separation from God, the greater the anguish. Okay, so here's the solution. We reverse that, and we can say the greater the feeling of connection to God, the greater the release from the anguish. You know, this is, again, the part of the heart, relinquishing the little self. Thy will be done, not my will be done. Help me to see with your eyes, to love with your heart. As a consequence, the self now fears annihilation, death, and even worse, perhaps endless suffering at the hands of an angry, retaliatory God who has been made angry by sin. The lower levels of perception become preoccupied with energies of negativity, which are the ego's conceptions of itself at the lowest levels. It now fears its own worst projections and struggles with the opposites of heaven and hell. Man is therefore not the victim of an out there to be feared, but is instead its originator. These imaginations are not even personal, but merely consequences of the interaction of the fields of consciousness with their hidden inner attractor fields, which determine the content of each level of consciousness. Okay, so I'll read that again. Man is therefore not the victim of an out there to be feared, but is instead its originator. These imaginations are not even personal, but merely consequences of the interaction of the fields of consciousness with their hidden inner attractor fields, which determine the content of each level of consciousness. So what he's saying is it's all happening automatically on a subconscious and unconscious level. We're not even aware this is going on. And this is all the consequence of hidden forces. The law of attraction spins to mind. on a very deep level here. The ego's final victory is the belief that its own illusory reality created by its own projections was, quote unquote, created by God. Thus, religious truth becomes obscured by religious superstition, misinterpretation, and false beliefs. It is important to realize that that which is of God brings peace, and that which is not of God brings fear. Well, I guess that says it all, doesn't it? So there we go. There's your lesson today. Wisdom from the tree. And I want you to churn on this information I've just shared with you, this knowledge, and allow it to inspire you to take your heart and give it to that wonderful, single, all-healing, all-nourishing, all-transforming reality within you, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. There is a gatekeeper that you can use to fast-track you into that experience. If you resonate with the presence of Jesus, there is a gatekeeper, and he will show you the way. He will lead you into this experience deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you can have a personal relationship with that gatekeeper. I would highly recommend it. It's the straight and narrow path, the direct connection, if you resonate with it. If you don't worry about it. Find your way. I'm sending you lots of love from inside of the tree, and we'll talk again soon. Aloha.